What do you sweep with?
Vacuum cleaner.
If something is behind the door and the door is open, you'd say the, what would be behind it that you sweep with?
The broom.
Mm-hmm.
I keep an eye on the back porch.
If the broom is in the car and the door is open, you say the broom is where compared
behind
to the
door?
Behind the door. Any other thing you might say? Back up.
Oh.
Back of the door.
Yes,
years ago, on Monday morning, women usually did their what?
Washing.
Anything else? What else could you call washing? They did their...
Washing.
Washing, that's what it is, huh? How about on
Tuesday?
A lot
of people say laundry, but...
Well, that's...
Well, it said did the wash. Or,
wash.
You know, the wash.
Wash or washing, all right. How about on Tuesday?
Tuesday,
iron. Ironed. All right. What would you call washing and ironing together? Would you call that what?
Just washing and ironing.
Dressing and ironing.
Doing the wash and ironing.
Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
You go up the stairs.
Any other word? Stairs are?
Steps.
Steps.
Go up the steps.
All right.
Would you go upstairs and take my sister the paper? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you use a different term for those inside of the house and for those outside? Same term. What's built outside the door to walk on and put chairs on?
A porch.
All right, would you call it anything else?
Some people call it a patio if it is a patio.
Patio.
We have a porch.
All right, would you ever call it a veranda?
A long time ago. My aunt did.
That was the word, I think, once.
Sweep that veranda off.
Yeah. Would you
call it a stoop?
If it was small, it
would
stick.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't call it a gallery?
No.
Or a dog trap?
If the door is open, you don't want it that way. You would tell someone to...
Close that door.
Close that door. Would you say anything else?
Shut the door.
Right. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Shingles.
Shingles?
Or boards.
What else?
Siding.
Siding. Anything else? Would you ever call them
weatherboarding?
If I could think of it. I think I have said weatherboarding.
Would you ever call them clapboards?
No.
Weatherboarding.
If you were doing some carpentry, nailing in a board somewhere, you'd say, I took a hammer and I...
Nail and I drove the nail in.
I drove the nail in. If a nail ripped your stocking, you took a hammer and did what to the nail?
Nail it in.
If the nail didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be...
Driven further.
Every day I take my car and...
Go to town. Drive it.
Drive into town. What do you call the part that covers the top of your house?
Roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off?
Gutter.
Gutter. What else?
Drain pipe.
Drain pipe. What else?
That's the only thing.
Do you ever call them a trough?
Not much.
You have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together? Up on the roof.
Have a what?
A house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?
Corner.
Corner. What else? Where they join.
That's all I know.
Would you ever call them a gutter?
A gutter?
Mm-hmm.
No, the gutter goes around the house.
How about an alley?
No.
What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
A wood shed.
For tools.
Tool shed, I guess.
Anything else?
Mm. Outhouse.
All right, an outhouse. Do you have a place outside for keeping your stove wood?
We don't use stove wood now.
Well.
Firewood, you
mm-hmm.
mean, if we did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. What would you call it if you had one?